Up next is Michael Jiris giving an update on incremental LTO support in GCC.
So welcome everyone to the talk. Incremental LTO is the main patches of incremental LTO is finally upstreamed into GCC, so it will be in the next version. So what does that actually mean? First, let's start with explaining the basic explanation of LTO. Standard compilation is done in parallel. We just compile individual sources directly into object files and then link them together. The problem with it's nice, simple, fast. The problem with that is that if we have some function in source one, for example, the source two doesn't know anything about the contents of the foo, so we cannot do optimizations based on that. So that's why we do link time optimizations, which add another part inside the linking process. The linker calls our plugin, which does the first part is similar to the normal compilation. We just don't produce the instructions, but we produce the intermediate representation as a form of GIPL, which then goes into the whole program analysis, which doesn't do the optimizations themselves, but makes the decisions and then partitions the work that will be done then in the local transformations. In this example, the function foo is propagated, and the whole program analysis decides that the partition one will create the instructions for the foo, and the part two will be given a copy of the foo, of the function foo, so it can be, for example, inlined into something else. This is nice. It is fast. It creates faster and smaller binaries, but there's a major problem that it's slow. For example, when I compiled C compiler on my machine, the whole program analysis, which is single threaded, takes 44 seconds, and the local transformation part took 240 seconds on 16 threads. So this is a problem, especially if we are making some small changes, for example, that if you